Even your child, when your child is not always exactly right, you correct them, you know, you instruct them, you teach them, but they're still your child. He staggered not. It says here, who against hope believed in hope. Praise will have you do something extraordinary. Amen. Think about it a moment. He against hope believed in hope. When there was no way possible, naturally speaking, no way Sarah or Sarai had never had a child. And now she was too old, naturally, to have a child. So there was no hope, but he took hold of God's word and he believed against hope. He believed in hope. Amen. Against hope, against what he was seeing. So see what praising, because all along he somewhere he had to start having praise God. Amen. Are you hearing? Sarah's initial response was laughter, but somewhere they had to start praising God. They had to start thanking God. They had to start believing God. See, when you can thank God in the midst, that means you start believing him. See, something starts rising in your spirit when you can start thanking God. Listen, it's not going to make sense to your natural mind. But when you can just start thanking God anyhow. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I give you the glory. I'm telling you, something is released. Something starts to happen right away. Abraham, hope started rising up in his spirit, where the things that were surrounding him and oppressing him, because he was praising God, over time, he stopped considering those things. Think about it. When he was told that promise, 25 years later, here he is. He's almost 100. She's 90. But somewhere he had to be praising God enough to where he said, you know what? I'm not looking at this no more. This stuff is not going to trouble me and bother me and block me anymore. Amen. This is what praise will do. Praise will get your eyes off of the circumstance. Praise will get the fog out of your eyes. You'll start to see by the Spirit. You'll start to walk by the Spirit. You'll start to walk. Your spirit will become more buoyant because you are praising. Hello? Hello, somebody. Because you start lifting your voice and start truly praising God, giving him praise. David said, I'll praise you 7 times a day. 7 times a day, David praised, stopped and praised God. But it started to open his eyes. It says he considered not his own body, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. He was not weak in faith. He started to become strong. Where did it come from? His praise. Amen. He started to become strong. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body when he was about 100. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Do you know praise will cause you to stop staggering? You know, a drunk man staggers. You know, somebody that's been just come out the bar. You've seen them before. And they're trying to get down the street, and they can't hardly get down the street. They're staggering. They don't know where they're going. But see, praise will stop you from staggering in your spirit. Stop you from being beat all up in your spirit. Now, praise will put a shield around your mind. Hello? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Another thing that praise will do, it will cause you to become fully persuaded. You know, there's a song, I guess it's a Christian song or some kind of gospel music or something that says, you ought to praise God like you just don't care. Praise him like you just don't care. Or I don't know if is that secular Christian music, I don't know. But we need to get in that place where we can praise God because we just don't care. Amen. Let go of that burden. Cast your care upon him. See, sometimes people are praising, but they're holding on to stuff. They're praising, holding on to it. Still, it's troubling their mind. We need to cast that stuff away and praise him because we don't care. I didn't say we weren't responsible. I didn't say we were careless. No, we're just not going to let cares hold us down and keep us from praising God. Amen. Like we want to. Because see, listen, I'm showing you something. Praise is doing something for you while you are in here praising. Your praise is going out there. Hello. Giving glory to God. Go with me to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Now let's start at verse 20. This is another familiar, in a good sense, story about Paul and Silas. Okay, another strong emphasis on praise and what praise will do. Amen. Praise will do what we can't do. Yes, it will. Praise will do what we can't do. Verse 20, and this is when they were in Philippi. They cast the demon out of the woman with the spirit of divination. They were cast into prison. It says, and it brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Okay, at midnight. Now, first thing I want to point out about praise, and it's interesting because they were beaten earlier in the day. I believe they may have been unconscious for a time, but I believe also Paul was very sensitive to God's initiations and stirrings. So right about midnight, I know they didn't have a watch. They didn't know it was midnight, except by the clock on the inside. But at midnight, they begin to pray and sing. Now, it's interesting midnight. I like to say it this way. At midnight, either you give up or you get out. But now look at this. At midnight, midnight is the end of something. It's the end of a day, and it's the breaking of another day. Even though the sun ain't came out yet, ain't no light yet, but at midnight, something ends and something begins. So when they begin to praise, even though they might not have seen it right away, the moment they begin to praise, something ended and something began. Are you hearing? When we praise, it might be at midnight. You don't see the light yet. You won't see the sun yet. But yet something ends. Are you hearing me? In the spirit. When we start praising, something comes to an end. And a new day dawns. That's going to take a little while before you see the light. But see, your praise is gone before you already. Your praise has opened something up to you already. Your praise has said, okay, this is over with. And we're going to move on now. Hello? That's why the Lord says, give thanks in all things. So you can get on through that. You can get on by that. That thing won't hold you hostage. Won't stop you. Give thanks in all things. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. And sometimes if you don't really, listen, there are times you can start praising till you start to feel the praise. I'm not just talking about some sad little hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. No, there's times you need to start until you generate something. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. It's like taking a deep breath. Go way down in your spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get your mind on the one that does care. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, demon spirits start. They start running. Listen. Their praise. They didn't have no Rolexes on. Be looking at what time it is. Time to praise. No. The Holy Ghost. See, it's time to pray. Time to praise. Come on, tell somebody it's time to pray. And time to praise. At midnight. Your praise getting ready to change some stuff. A new day is going to dawn. Huh? The day is going to break on you. Amen. Because of your praise. Hallelujah. At midnight. See, you got to understand something. When you start to praise, God starts to shake some stuff. When you start to praise, some stuff out there, some stuff in your tomorrow, some stuff that has to do with your destiny, some stuff some people holding on to they ain't supposed to be holding on to that belongs to you. Come on, God starts shaking some stuff. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. Now remember, they prayed and sang. Be careful for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any good report, if there be any virtue, any praise, think on these things. Amen? At midnight, they prayed, sang, and the prisoners heard them. Now see, understand, the prisoners didn't know what was going on. Let me bring it home here. Your brother and sister in the church, you can't be concerned. Now, don't be flailing, you know, hitting folk with you. But you can't be concerned whether they understand your praise or not. Why is that brother praises so hard? Why they gotta be so loud like that?
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part two of Before Zion Prevails, Warfare Praise. Giving thanks to God is a form of praise. In the book of Luke, only one leper came back to give Jesus thanks, and he was made whole. Psalms 104 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." When you start thanking God, something is released. Praise helps to create the atmosphere for God to work. Praise will cause you to stop stumbling in your flesh and help you to walk in the Spirit. True praise makes you strong in the faith. And remember, the just shall live by faith.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.